All right, let's build a classic Jungle Break role fill in Ableton Live 12 and then coat it in that VHS rave lens. Warble, grit, smeared echoes, and a little pirate radio room. We're keeping it beginner-friendly, all stock Ableton devices, but the result should feel properly old-school DNB, especially in that ragga, dubby zone, where fills and space do a lot of the talking. By the end, you'll have a little break roll rack approach you can drop into any project, a sliced break and a drum rack, a one-bar fill that accelerates into the drop, and a processing chain that makes it sound like it came off a battered tape. First, set the stage. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, anywhere from 165 to 175 BPM. I like 172 as a solid middle ground. In arrangement view, make sure the grid is on and set it to fixed grid. Start at 1/16. We'll go to 1/32 later when we get into the fast stutters. Now, grab a break sample. Amen. Think. Hot pants, anything with clear transients works. Drag it onto an audio track. Click the clip, and in clip view turn warp on. We want this break to loop tight without flamming or drifting. For warp mode, choose beats, because it keeps drums punchy. Set preserve to transients. If it's getting a little clicky, don't panic, we'll handle that later. But for now, the goal is simple. Your break should loop clean for one or two bars. Lock to the grid. Now for the workflow upgrade that makes rolls easy. Slicing. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, one slice per transient, and choose the built-in drum rack preset. Hit OK. This is the big moment. Once the break is sliced into a drum rack, you're not fighting audio anymore. You can program rolls in MIDI, repeat notes perfectly, nudge things, swap hits, and create those classic jungle edits without doing tiny audio cuts. Open the drum rack and start finding your roll ingredients. Don't overthink it, just click pads while the track is playing or while you loop a bar. You're listening for a few specific types of slices. A main snare crack. Something that really speaks. A snare tail or ghosty snare lighter. Noisier. Less hit, more texture. A hat or shuffle slice with a small transient. And optionally a kick slice, just in case you want to anchor something. Coach note. Not every slice can handle 1/32 repeats. Some transients will sound like a glitchy typewriter when you retrigger them fast. The slices that speak fast are usually tails, hats, and little clicky ghosts. The big snare is punctuation, not the machine gun. Cool. Now let's program the roll. Find a spot in your arrangement where you want to fill. Classic move is the last bar of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the sliced break track right there. Loop that bar so you can focus. Start with a backbone so it still feels like jungle, not random stuttering. Put a snare hit on beat 3. That's the classic emphasis. Add a couple hats or small hits around it, just to imply the groove. Now build the actual roll in stages. Set your grid to 1/16. In the last half bar of this fill, start repeating your snare tail slice on 16th notes. Keep the velocity varied. If you're brand new to groove, here's the easiest rule. Strong. Weak, medium, weak repeating. Even if everything is perfectly on grid, this instantly reads more human and more like a real break being worked. Then for the last quarter bar, switch the grid to 1/32. Now repeat your hat or shuffle slice at 32 NDS. This is where the taka 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 energy happens. Right before the drop, end with a full snare crack, one strong punctuation hit so the listener knows the fill is resolving. A quick pattern trick that feels very jungle. Once you've got a short region of repeated notes, duplicate it and have the note length. You go from 16 THS to 32 NDS, and if you want, an ultra-brief burst of even faster notes for only a moment. Don't live there just to taste. Now, let's fix the two most common beginner problems right away. Robotic timing and clicky retriggers. First, groove and human feel. Open the groove pool from the left browser and find something like Swing 16-55. Drag it onto your MIDI clip. In the groove settings, keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Random around 5 to 15. Velocity maybe 5 to 20. We're not trying to make it sloppy, we're trying to make it feel alive. Also, do a tiny bit manually. Select a handful of the repeated roll notes and pull their velocities down so they ghost. And if you want that shuffle, nudge a couple hats slightly late, just a tiny amount. Jungle swing is often more about attitude than obvious quantize changes. Now, click management at the source. If any slice pops when it repeats fast, don't immediately reach for EQ. Click the pad, open the sampler for that slice, and look for a very short fade in, something like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. That tiny fade can completely remove clicks. You can also shorten the decay slightly so repeated hits don't smear into a messy boss. Next, we're going to set up the VHS rave color. This is where the fill stops sounding clean Ableton and starts sounding like it came off a tape of a warehouse night. Before we get all vibey, one practical move: keep the low end out of the roll. Drop an EQ8 early in the chain on the roll track and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. You can adjust by ear, but the idea is, this roll is about mid and top energy. If it carries low end, it will fight your kick and sod, and your drop will feel smaller. High pass the roll, and suddenly the drop feels huge because the low end returns clean. Now the main device chain. On the break roll track, add auto filter, saturator, drum bus, echo, hybrid reverb, and optionally redux. Then utility at the end to level match. Let's dial them in like a teacher would, focusing on intention, not just numbers. Auto filter first. Set it to low pass. 24 dB slope. This is your hype sweep into the drop. You're going to automate the filter frequency over that last bar. A good range is something like 8 or 12 kHz down to 1.5 to 3 kHz. Then right at the drop, you either snap it open or cut the track out completely for a gap. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Just don't let it whistle. If you want extra edge, add a bit of filter drive, like plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Next, saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Turn on soft clip, and start with drive around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. This is tapish grit. If it starts getting harsh, don't force it back the drive down, or put an EQ8 after it and dip that 3 to 7 kHz zone where breaks can get painful fast. Then drum bus. This is your system abused glue. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 5 to 20%. Small moves matter a lot here. Usually keep boom off for rolls. Bring transients up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 15. So the roll still bites through the effects. If it's too bright, use damp to soften it. Now echo for that dubby rag a space. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback around 15 to 35%. The important part is filtering. High pass somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. You want it to feel like a hardware send, not a shiny modern delay. Add a little modulation in echo too, around 10 to 20%. That's part of the VHS smear. Set dry/wet low, like 5 to 15% and here's a classic jungle move. Automate the echo amount up only at the very end of the fill, like the last quarter bar. That way, the roll stays urgent, then suddenly blooms into dub right before the drop. Next, hybrid reverb for the hazy room. Pick room or hall. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. Inside the reverb's EQ. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the dry/wet subtle, around 6 to 12%. Reminder, jungle rolls need speed and contrast. Too much reverb turns your fill into fog, and the drop loses impact. Optional, redux for video crunch. This is easy to overdo. Try a 12-bit feel, or reduce bits to something like 10 to 14. And lower sample rate gently, like 18 to 30 kHz. Keep dry/wet around 5 to 12%. If you hear it as a gimmick, you've gone too far. If you feel it as texture, you're in the pocket. Finally, utility. After distortion and dynamics, the roll may have gotten louder. Use utility gain to level match so the fill hypes the drop, without accidentally becoming the loudest thing in your song. That's one of the most common mistakes, a fill that jumps out and steals the drop spotlight. Now let's add the warble, the VHS movement, without destroying your main drums. The beginner safe way is to use a return track, create return A, and name it VHS wobble. On that return, add chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, and mix somewhere around 30 to 60. You're aiming for slow wobble, not EDM wide pads. After chorus, add echo on the return. Set time to 1/16. Push modulation higher, like 20 to 35%, and keep dry/wet around 15 to 25%. This return is allowed to be weird because you're going to automate it. Now automate the send from your roll track into VHS wobble, so it only rises during the fill. That's the secret. Your main groove stays clean, and the roll gets the tape shimmer when it matters. At this point, arrange it like a Reval Jungle record. A classic 8-bar blueprint, bars 1 through 7. Your main groove, bar 8, the fill. Within bar 8, automate 3 lanes only to keep it clean. 1. The auto filter frequency closing down, then snapping open or cutting at the drop. 2. The echo send rising near the end. 3. a tiny volume lift if you want, and then a hard mute right before the drop for a micro gap. That little gap is pure old school. And here's the extra sauce, mute the roll track, but let the echo and reverb returns keep ringing. So your ear hears silence, but the space continues. That contrast makes the drop feel huge. If you want a couple quick variations that add right of flavor without needing vocals, try a call and response roll. Alternate two snare-ish slices on 1/16 notes, like ABAB, then switch to hats for the final burst. Or use a triplet panic button. On the last beat before the drop, switch the grid to 1/16 triplets and do a one-beat burst. Triplets scream old school immediately. And if you want to commit the vibe and edit it like audio, do this. Resample the fill. Create a new audio track called Roll Print. Set its input to resampling, and record one pass of your fill. Now you can do little audio edits, reverse a tiny piece, fade the last hit, or do a safe tape stop style dip by automating clip transpose down 2-5 semitones over the last eighth note, then cut to silence. Before we wrap, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can self-correct fast.